I enjoy those situations where you go into bat and you're struggling a bit. I always seems to get the best out of me. I sort of get up for it, that 10% more. But I just enjoyed my time at the crease today. It wasn't too pretty to start off with, but I think it was one of those wickets where it was quite hard to time for your first 30 balls. It was quite hard to get used to the pace of the pitch, the bounce, like ball. You'd miss balls over your bat, under your bat. I'm just, to be honest, it's a monkey off my back really. It's been 2 years since my last one, and I've been trying desperately to spend more time at the crease and moving up the order to six. Hopefully this is a sign of more to come.
You're in the dark and smelly really just shortly after lunch, four wickets down for not a lot, and then you and George, you really had to work hard at the start.
Yeah, George played superbly. There was that 10-15 over period where something happened to the ball and it was going round corners, it was nipping, it was seaming, it was swinging, it was bouncing, it wasn't bouncing. It was real hard work, but to come out the other side both together, it was obviously a crucial little period for the team, because we could have easily gone 5-6 and exposed our tail early to that ball, but as I say, like that's a crucial period, and me and George got through it, which is very pleasing.
Was there a conversation, we're going to get to 300 and pull out, or was that just
when
as
I was
it happened?
Out there?
No,
didn't have a clue. No, it's obviously it's an aggressive declaration, really, isn't it? But it's positive. Obviously, we're here to win a game of cricket, and with weather around tomorrow, it's the best opportunity for us. Hope if we do lose time to rain, they've already got a lead, so hopefully we can bowl well tomorrow if we get out there, or if we don't, we can try and set something up on the last day, try and set up a chase.
Quick chat about the pitch, because it looks as if there's the occasional one that suddenly does something a bit weird.
Yeah, it's exactly that. I don't know if it's the ball or the seam presentation, but is it Noema Barnett bowled really well? Like he was very tricky at that pace. Just presenting the seam in different ways, and it reacted differently. Some balls went up, some balls seamed laterally. But it's a pretty slow pitch. But like you said, the odd one's done a bit. Yeah.